a right hand or a left hand through the dirt in either direction, according to the one you're using. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could make a middle buster with two mold boards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's logical. Uh-huh.
Middle buster is a term more or less than a plow. Mm-hmm. In other words, you could, there's several different plows you could bust out the middles with. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a plow called a Georgia stock?
I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay.
It may be what I call a common plow stock.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then what might you break up the ground even finer with?
A harrow.
Are there different types of harrows?
Yeah, there's different types of harrows.
Can you name any of them?
Well, the disc harrow will plow. That is, it'll cut deep into the ground. Mm-hmm. And cut the ground up as it goes, mm-hmm. pulverize it better than a plow will.
You still have to use a plow first if you're going to use a disc harrow?
No, not necessarily, but in this country it would be better. It all depends on the land. A soft land, like bottom land, can be plowed very effectively with a disc harrow mm-hmm. or a turn plow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a spike tooth harrow.
Spike tooth.
It's just drug on top of the ground, mainly to smooth the ground and bust up clods. Mm-hmm.
How about spring tooth harrow? Do you know that term?
Yeah. I know that term too.
What is it?
It's just something to pulverize the top of the ground.
And how do you say that one?
Pulverize.
No, the type of harrow that I said.
Spring tooth.
Yeah. And did you ever hear of one called a gee whiz?
Yeah, I know. I've heard of a gee whiz.
Is it a harrow?
I believe I have forgotten just what a gee whiz is.
Okay. Then what is the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit onto that goes underneath?
Axle.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call, if you were going to saw a log of wood, an X-shaped frame that you might lay the log across?
Well, that would be a sawhorse, I guess.
All right. How about
or
if it were
a sawbuck?
Well, suppose it were an A-shaped frame, and you might have two of them and set the board across them, and then saw in the middle.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, a sawhorse and sawbuck the same thing?
Yeah.
And it's X-shaped. I don't think I'm describing the A-shaped frame very well. Let me draw a picture of it. Okay.
That would be a sawhorse. That's a sawhorse.
Okay, so then is the X-frame a sawbuck?
I guess so.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about that.
All right. Mm-hmm. You straighten your hair using a comb or a
brush.
And when you were using one of those, you would say you're going to
brush my hair.
Okay, you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strop.
And suppose you were going to sharpen a knife, what kind of a little portable thing might you hold in your hand? I don't know how to do it, so I can't make the motion. Some kind of a rock, maybe, or a stone?
A whetstone.
Mm-hmm.